I'm in the process of writing my quarterly institutional presentation, and I've got to the section of the presentation which deals with the US dollar euro and the Aussie dollar. US dollar is really important because 80%, 82% of all the international trade in the world is financed in US dollar terms. And earlier in the year, I talked about a presentation that I went to by the Bank of International Settlements in Philadelphia, in which they talked about global value chain theory. That is to say that what's happening now is that inventory is financed. This is particularly true of commodity inventory, that it's financed and it's continually in motion. It's not sitting in the back of a storeroom somewhere. And it's moving from where it's produced to where it's finally used. And this is financed by US dollar debt. And that, what that means is that commodity prices are increasingly sensitive to variation in the US dollar. So it's not a one-for-one movement when the US dollar goes down by 1%. It's not that commodities go up by 1%. They go up by 3 or 4%. So it's a geared exposure. So it's really important for having a view on where commodities are going over the next few years to have a view on the US dollar. Now, crucial to our view of what makes currencies work, and again, what the International Bank of Settlements called in their presentation the foreign exchange puzzle, is that most models of the US dollar don't work. You've got the rebirth of a model of discussion now of a model that used to work in the 1980s. That is to say, it's all about relative interest rates. And what you're having is a short-term counter-trend rally in the US dollar based on the fact that US bond yields are rising relative to other yields, and particularly the euro. The US dollar's rising against the euro because US bond yields are rising relative to German bond yields. But what we know from analyzing this is it's not relative interest rates, it's the size of relative budget deficits which really drives the US dollar. And actually, if I built a model, and I don't show this model, but if I built a model in which I had both budget deficits and relative interest rates in it, you would see the relative interest rates are important. It's just the budget deficits are 20 times as important as an explanation for what's happening in the currency. So what's happening in those budget deficits is that the Congressional Budget Office now tells us that the US budget deficit will widen from about 3% of GDP last year to about 5.4% of GDP early next decade. And so what you've got is an increasing supply of US treasuries will force down the real US dollar exchange rate. At the same time, if we're looking at the euro, what we see is the euro is moving increasingly to budget balance and to modest budget surplus. So what you've got is the volume of euro area bonds is not in, or the volume of euro area bonds is not increasing. And so, as the increasing volume of US bonds comes onto the market, it'll force down the US dollar and force up the euro. And so, where we get to in our models of the euro is we get to a fair value by the end of this decade or early next decade of about $1.44. And why that, while that's interesting, is that that's the highest level that our model has achieved since the euro was invented back in 1999. And the euro is really important because it's the major component of the US dollar index. So what should happen is sometime early next decade, the euro will get to an all-time high against the US dollar, and the US dollar index will get to its lowest level this century. And that's really, really good if you believe that commodity prices are going to go up. Now, right now, of course, we are having a counter-trend rally in the US dollar in a long-term bear market in the US dollar. I can't say how long that counter-trend rally will go on, but what I can say from my quarterly institutional presentation is that it is that, and the bear market in the US dollar will resume. And as that happens, I think you'll probably have a seasonal pause in commodity prices sometime in June, July. But I think that will be succeeded by a further upward market in prices for commodities. Now, moving from the euro to the Aussie dollar, what was significant about yesterday is that when I ran the model yesterday, the level of the Aussie dollar was exactly the level, I think it was within about 0.2 of a cent, where the model said it should be. Now, what that model is doing is it's gradually tracking up from this level to about 80 cents the end of next year, something like that. And that is, of course, because our budget balance is in control. If you looked at the budget papers or listened to any of the budget discussion, whereas, as I've said, the US budget deficit is widening, and that gives us a modest, not as big as the Europeans, but a modest, you know, a little bit of strength in our in the level of the Aussie dollar. But what's happened over the last 6 months, the Aussie dollar has been consistently above our model. And the way models work is a market is 50, spends half its time above the model and half its time below the model. That's how come the model gets to be in the middle. And so what seems to be happening is that the Aussie dollar is selling off to a level below our model, and probably we could expect it to be there for about 4 or 5 months. What you've got is the significant long-term bull market in the euro, significant long-term bear market in the US dollar, and a very, very modest long-term rising pattern of the Aussie dollar.